One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review. We talk video games for the next hour. That's right, well, I'm on the mic, but you may participate if you see fit. My unpaid correspondents out there, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, newbies. What's going on in your video game world? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? What should we be playing? What should we be avoiding? What is new? I'm here for you. I'm going to talk about those types of things. Also, I will be giving away a brand new game, which I do at 40 after the hour, so just about a half hour from now. Also, the releases that are new this week, we'll talk about those as well. But video game news and your participation, the way you get in is by the toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. We only have this 1 hour on all these great sports talk networks to talk video games, and not just sports video games, all video games. And I've been playing video games for a long time. I know you probably have too, so let's talk about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, other ways of listening to the program, some apropos applications, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. We stream through the homepage, sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. Any emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's important because that's how you will win the game. And also, the cheat code at the end of the show, send your requests for older games. Like to look them up, get those cheat codes in. Requests, 1-8 at rick@sportsbyline.com. We also are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider, 35 million homes. We go through SBNationLive.com. Also, SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel all over the North American continent as well. And American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries. So we only have about 51 minutes left. Let's get her going on the video game review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
All right, thanks so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. You're doing a great job. Stay safe and come home soon. All right. Not to be outdone by the return of the Pebble. The Pebble is back with... new smartwatches starting at around $150, and Atari is getting in on it because there's something called the Atari 2600 MyPlay Watch. It'll come with four classic games that can be played on its 2-inch TFT touchscreen, Centipede, Missile Command, Pong, and Super Breakout, and they're controlled by a rotating knob, or I guess in the watch world you'd say crown, kind of works like a paddle controller, and a button design, trying to make it feel like the Castle controller, classic controller, I should say. It's very durable. It's got a metal bezel, and it's got a very high rating, an IP68, whatever that means. It's because it says... protecting it from the elements in everyday environments. And it's basically half the price of the Pebble. It's $80. And they will ship on June 10th with three bands inspired from different elements of the 2600. Now, this is also a watch that has a built-in fitness tracker, monitors heart rate, counts steps and calories burned throughout the day. But there's one thing that's different. It's because it's got games. Now, is this a smartwatch or a dumb watch? Because you put smartwatch in quotation marks because it doesn't connect to your phone. There's no Bluetooth there's no Wi-Fi. That is an intentional decision rather than just a cost-saving exercise, because Atari says, quote, designed with selective tech, the MyPlay watch has all your favorite smartwatch features without the data tracking and distractions. No Bluetooth and no Wi-Fi means freedom from non-stop notifications. All right, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're getting your text messages on your phone, do you really need them on your watch? Do you? By the way, you can get the strap is either brown, it says 2600 on it. These are all rubber straps. Another one is black with little colors on it. And then you get the ones that have, it looks like you're playing breakout on it. But there are no software or firmware updates. And it's called the MyPlay Watch OS. It's sold as it is, and there will never be any updates. Atari says your MyPlay Watch will never update and therefore never become obsolete. You are invited to keep using it until it stops working without worrying about the inevitable showdown that comes with added features and fixtures. The software on the watch, the MyPlay OS, is sold as is and will never be updated. Yeah, I just said that. So that's a very different approach to the other wearables. And one of the key benefits is the old, you know, a screen away from the screen. I've never had any desire for an iWatch. I have an iPhone. Because it's basically whatever you see on your phone is going to be, I mean, on your watch is teeny weeny, and then you just look at your phone. I know some people love their iWatches, and of course they are a big hit. I think it's superfluous. Maybe if I didn't have an iPhone, that would be something else. But you can also have just a regular watch if you want to tell time. So it's hard to say whether this is genius or just a cheap gimmick. You know, it's kind of like saying, here's a bicycle. It's better than a car, because with a car, you got to buy gas and you got to get insurance and it's a pain in the butt. This is much better. Or is it the kind of thing like they say, you don't have to worry about all that obsolescence built in? I remember I had a teacher in high school who said, do you really think they can put people on the moon, have them golf, fly them home, and they can't make a car that'll last forever? Of course they can, but then, you know, they got to make money. It's just like iPhones. You think they can't make an iPhone that would last forever or at least 100 years? Of course they can. But you just got to get the new one and the new iPhone, and then it starts dying, and then, oh, your battery is going dead. I'm sorry. So anyway, I would like to see more of the actual gameplay, because if it's clunky, I mean, they're showing all this stuff, but they're not showing the games. They're showing steps and calories and heart rate. If you have some sort of health deal, I understand the heart rate thing, but otherwise, can't you just tell when your heart is going fast? It's like these watches that tell you how you slept. Do you need somebody or anything to tell you how you slept? I don't think so. I think you probably can figure that out for yourself. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, got a chance to look at the Asus Xbox handheld, and about a little less than a week ago. And there's a lot of teasers. There's the Asus Omni Robot, looking at what appears to be an upgraded version of itself on the screen. You got four key upgrades, more capacity, marathon stamina, it says, faster speeds, fresh look. And, you know, you think about how these handhelds can be improved, because the Asus ROG Ally X was pretty awesome. But the OLED display looks really nice. And the only handhelds with OLED is the Steam Deck and the Switch. Those are both the OLED versions, not the usual ones. And the Lenovo Legion Go 2 is supposed to have one, and we'll see about that as well. A larger screen, 7-inch displays. And I read some articles saying, oh, I can't believe it's not 8. Okay. Really? But that's kind of the sweet spot between size and comfort. And you look at the Legion Go, that's almost 9. You look at the Acer Blaze 11. Why do you think it's called 11? Well, it's 10.9 inches. So, I mean, look, the performance is, they got the Ryzen Z2 Go, the Z2 Extreme. These are some lower powered chips, but, you know, they can still rock. There's a more ergonomic design as well. I'm just waiting for these handhelds to come down in price so that they're not the same price as a desktop tower. And I don't know if we're going to get there just yet. Anyway, we're just getting started here in the video game review. We will take a quick break. We will come on back if you want to chime in with any questions, comments, or concerns. Do so now, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back on Sports Byline.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us as we're talking video games on all these amazing sports talk networks. And I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. And you may participate at the toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll be giving away a brand new game in the next segment. And you just need to email the correct answer to a very simple question and you'll win it. What game? You'll have to wait. I do have an email here from Paul. Because in the previous segment, I said some of these handhelds are as much or more than a tower. He says, Rick, what prices are you talking about here, like $500? Paul, I don't want to go down the entire list, but let me just put it to you this way. I mentioned the Acer Nitro Blaze. It's 11 inches. It's about as big and beautiful a handheld as you've ever seen. It's $1,100. So it's 11 because it's 11 inches, and it's also $1,100. Yeah, $1,100 is another way to say it. It also has a dinky battery because the screen is so big that the battery doesn't last as long as you would like. The handles on that are detachable like a Switch as well, but it's enormous. I mean, it's like holding a I don't want to see a little TV. It's like holding a TV in your hands. And can something be too big? I think that might be. But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. Do you want to pay $1,100 for a handheld? I get to the point where if you're going to hold something that big, I mean, it's sort of like holding on to, like I have a computer monitor in front of me right now. I think it's like 17 inches. It would be like holding on to the monitor with controllers. At that point, shouldn't you just sit down and play on a console or a PC or a laptop? I don't know. I'll tell you what. If they want to send one over, I'll check it out. I won't give it back, and I'll check it out. All right. I was mentioning this last week that Alain Tescan, he's the Netflix games chief, and he was at the GDC, and he was talking about how they have to match the overall mission of Netflix trying to do games. He said otherwise we're just a distraction, which I think is, you know, a very good way of looking at it. Because, yeah, I mean, it is a distraction. Right now, wouldn't you say that Netflix games are kind of a distraction? I mean, of all the Netflix, and I have Netflix, you do too, right? I assume you do. And of all those games that came out, the only one that I kept on my phone for more than 5 minutes was Minesweeper, which is old as the hills. I might as well have Solitaire on there. And then they came out with the Squid Game Unleashed. And, you know, it's hard playing on your phone when, you know, you've got like an analog stick that's actually just a part of your screen. And, you know, that thing where the little girl statue turns around, you can't be moving, or the laser eyes identify you and the snipers kill you, right? And even after all that, and beating each other with baseball bats, it was fun for about 47 seconds, and I was like, "Eh." So, you know, this is a portion of Netflix that launched 4 years ago now, and they don't have the equal footing on the marketing just yet. But, you know, buying some studios, they launched a couple of indie games like 12 Minutes, Oxenfree. They got the IP for Street Fighter 4, you know, attempting some original AAA games. They bought Night School Studio, trying to craft their own unique stories. And look, the Squid Game thing was smart because that's a fantastically popular show and it's a great show. And they should capitalize on their own properties like that. But once again, I've said it 1,000 times since I first started the show, I'll play a game under one criterion: if it's fun. As much as I love Squid Game, the game isn't that fun. So I mentioned Alain Toscan. There's a position in Netflix called Vice President of Games Technology and Portfolio Development. And that person has the fantastic name of Jeet Schroff. I don't think you're going to be a toll booth operator. No offense to them. You're going to be famous if your name is Jeet Schroff. But anyway, I understand President of Games Technology, Portfolio Development. That sounds like investors to me. But Jeet chimed in this week and said, quote, "At Netflix, we have a mission to entertain people. Right now, we're at least entertaining around 700 million people. Games are a natural next step to support and deliver on that vision. Games can keep people engaged between seasons, and we can capture them in new ways. We still have a lot of work to do on the gaming side and stay humble. I know it's just the beginning, but it's a journey that we are committed to. We are not yet the Netflix of games, but that's exactly where we are headed. Gaming is the biggest entertainment shift of our time over the last 30 years, and we have a massive opportunity to engage audiences now and in the future. When you see the younger generation interacting with new games in particular, we feel that we need to be there to offer them something to do that's really interesting." So, their strategy is to appeal to different styles of gaming and gamers. You know, couch play was the term used by Schroff, which is, you know, the accessibility factor of just multiplayer and solo games that can be played on the TV. And they say you use your cell phone as the controller. You know, the other ones I talked about, the mobile games, but you know, we've seen this with Stadia, we've seen Google, we've seen other people try this and fail. To me, the only way that this would really work, if you want to be the Netflix of games, as they put it — it's interesting they quoted themselves. It's like Cadillac having a new ashtray. It's not the Cadillac of ashtrays yet. It's an ashtray in a Cadillac. But I would think that Netflix, everyone who subscribes to Netflix, at least one per household, and then, I don't know, pay another $5 a month if you want a second controller or a third or a fourth, just tack that on, and then you send, you know, a PS5 looking controller, and then you can play your games on your TV from Netflix. I don't care what the game is, because if I hear I can play it on my TV and I got to use my phone as the remote, I'm out. I'm just out. I have no no desire to have something that clunky, unless you have zero video games in your house and that's the only way to play. But so Squid Game Unleashed, which is that they wanted to make it kind of, as they put it, party royale, mumble game. It hit record-breaking download numbers. I was one of them till I deleted it. It was the number one action game in the App Store in 57 countries. It was the number one free game in 24 countries. But, you know, mainstream doesn't necessarily include originals either, because at GDC, Netflix was talking about Spirit Crossing by Spry Fox, which they bought 3 years ago. That's an upcoming adventure co-op sim that encourages players to work in tandem. You have unique villages and habitats. Toscan said it's about having a deeper connection with the players, offering something fresh and new and new experiences, and creating this only on Netflix. By the end of the year, we're going to try to manufacture a few new titles that hopefully will surprise a lot of you. And so what that is Black Mirror, which is going to be having a new season, which is coming out, season seven. It has a game called Thronglets, as I mentioned, Night School Studio, which they bought. You know, you might remember that Bandersnatch thing where you could decide on your own. But when you're playing, like when I'm playing, when I played the Squid Game or the Minesweeper game, which is still on my phone, do you feel like you're on Netflix at the time? No, it's just something that your subscription to Netflix threw at you. So they're saying, you know, we're in early times here and we got to be humble and everything. I would just say, as an outsider who doesn't understand marketing and business, I would say, what are you doing? What is the point? You kept talking about do it right or it's a distraction. Well, right now, I'll say this humbly, it's still a distraction. Get it right. All right, I demand it. We'll come back, give away a brand new game. If you want to get in, rick@sportsbyline.com on the email or 1-800-878-PLAY on the video game review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Harper.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review, and it is 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. In fact, this game doesn't come out for two more days. It's on my list of new releases. It is a PC game called Dive the Depths, developed by Star Pixel Studios and Frizuo. How about that for a word? Frizuo. Published by Light Up Games. And here's the blurb. Quote, Dive the Depths is an action roguelite set beneath the ocean surface. As a humble diver, you must navigate the world filled with bizarre sea creatures, submerged ruins, and forgotten histories. Can you conquer the depths and unravel the secrets that are hidden beneath the waves? So my question and answer, second correct answer will win it, the game, that is. Dive the Depths, is this about going beneath the waves and stabbing things with a fishing spear? Or is this about soccer? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and second correct answer will win Dive the Depths from Star Pixel Studios and Frizuo. Published by Light Up Games for the PC.
An underwater strategy game.
That was like roguelike. The way we say things now, roguelike or Metroidvania. That's kind of a cool way of putting it, right? Metroidvania. All right. I'll stop being fascinated by myself. I will get to the new releases. By the way, you know, a lot of times people think, I used to always say when I was a lot younger that the president, whoever's a president, because my friend would blame the president for everything. That damn Reagan, Clinton, Bush, Obama, it didn't matter what party, conservative, liberal, he just blamed all his personal problems on the president. And I just think that it's the local politicians that'll screw you over. It's the retired steam fitter who closes down your park and your library or something that affects you. But if you were a video gamer, you definitely got affected by Donald Trump. And I'm not trying to say it. Pro or con, I'm just stating a fact. And what I mean by that, I'm not listening to you anymore. Donald Trump's infallible. Just give me a second. Pre-orders for the Nintendo Switch 2 were going worldwide on April 9th. But because of Trump's tariffs, Nintendo said, we're not taking any orders from the U.S., Oof. Then they said, we're not taking any orders from Canada. So then the UK said, how about us? We're right. And they said, you guys are fine. So in Japan, they started taking orders, pre-orders from the United Kingdom. And for the first time in almost 60 years, it is a kingdom now. And so the first batch will start going out in May, but they said it'll be first come first serve basis to eligible registrants who meet the priority criteria, and then invitees will have 72 hours from the time when the email is sent to then complete your purchase. So I do know, and I'm not a big newsy, and I don't understand anything if it's not a video game. Well, I understand a couple things. But I know there has been a pause in tariffs, so I don't know
if Japan is going to rethink. I would imagine they would, because their biggest wad of cash is going to come from the United States. But if you do want to pre-order the requirements, first of all, right now, don't be American. There are also three more criteria. You have to be the one who purchased your Switch online membership. So if your boyfriend, girlfriend, mom or dad, whatever, bought it, you don't qualify. You must have any paid Nintendo Switch online membership for a minimum of 12 months. So you can't just join now and cash in. Loyalty rewarded. Now, this is the one I really like. You must have at least 50 hours of total gameplay. Aha. See? Remember, what was the game where Elon was saying, oh, I'm so great, and then it's like other people are playing for you, and he's like, yeah, I know. But that's you. So you have to be the person who bought the membership. You have to have been a member over a year, and you have to have played at least 50 hours online. So what they're saying is, and that's, and you'd say, oh, that's it. That's really not that serious. I think I can do 50 hours in a week. But what they're doing is they're getting out all non-hackers from my beloved core, so to speak. So right now, we do have the pricing in the United States. And I'm just going to reiterate it real quick. The Nintendo Switch by itself, remember, this was a kick in the crotch a week ago, $450, not $350. If you want it bundled with Mario Kart World, $500, which is a discount because Mario Kart World by itself is $80. So you're saving $30. Donkey Kong Bonanza, $70. Pro Controller, $80. The camera, $50. Joy-Con controller pair, $90. Joy-Con charging grip, $35. Strap, $13.
Really?
Wheel pair, $20. If you want a new dock, that's $110. Man, just to put that thing in. If you want the carrying case and screen protector,
who buys that?
$35. The all-in-one carrying case is $80. And if you need a new AC adapter, $30. So there's a lot of reaction to Nintendo making the jump to an $80 game, which they've never done before. And the former head of Nintendo America, Reggie Fils-Aimé, which is great. It's like, I think it means girlfriends, right? Fils-Aimé, girlfriend, girl's friend. Reggie was putting out some thinly veiled tweets about Nintendo's decision to charge for the tutorial game welcome tour. There might be some bad blood going on there. But, yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I don't. Is there any American in coast to coast that's excited about a tariff one way or the other? I don't know. Do you own a steel manufacturing plant, or do you want to buy low and sell high? I don't know. I don't understand why these tariffs are, why we're in a trade war right now. But if you're American, at least from the reports I'm getting at the time this show is airing, which is right now for me, that Japan is not taking any pre-orders. The tariff thing is just it's too scary for them. What can I tell you? They're scared. They have every right to be, right? 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's get to this week's new releases, new games. As I mentioned, Dive the Depths. Just gave it away for the PC. Forever Skies. This is a pretty cool game. Sort of looks like Cloud City. Lando Calrissian for the 5 and the PC. Repose. Repose is a black and white looking game, and the cover has a guy holding an axe. That's problems. Stygian Outer Gods on the PC. Supercar Collection Simulator on the PC. The Fool's Apprentice, also on the PC. Chains of Freedom. This is on the X and S, the 4, the 5, and the PC. Finding Frankie, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. Hot Rod Mayhem. This is on the Xbox X and S, 1, 4, Switch, 5. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle makes it to the PS5. Lost for Swords. Now, I think that's kind of a cute, instead of Lost for Words, you put an S in front of it, Lost for Swords. This is PC and Linux. Monument Valley on the Switch. Lush Foil Photography Sim. PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S. It reminds me of Pokemon Snap. Remember that? Welcome back, Professor Oak. And then you had to take a picture while you were on rails. And then you would hear, Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff. Monument Valley 2 on the Switch. Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy. This is on the Xbox One. Do not press the button or you'll delete the multiverse. That's on the PC. I love this. As you can tell, I'm just reading it for the first time. Haunted House Renovator on the PC. Let's tear out that wall. Let's retile the kitchen. We need some parquet floor in there. Get out. Anyway, as I was saying, a light fixture over there. Leave. Actually, kind of sounds like a fun idea on the PC. Bionic Bay on the 5 and the PC. Steve Austin, we can rebuild him. Chasmal Fear. Chasmal, C-H-A-S-M-A-L, M-A-L, Fear, PC. Gorn 2. This is on the PC, and Gorn is this big old dude with a morning star. Layla. Layla is on all the big systems except the PC. Mandragora, Whispers of the Witch Tree. PC, Switch, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Pax Augusta, the August piece on the PC. Phantom Breaker, Battlegrounds Ultimate, PC, Switch, PS5, and Rusty Rabbit is on the PS5 and the Switch. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code on the Video Game Review.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions.
And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome back. And it's time for the cheat codes. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Very Mary. I like that. Now, I've done this one before because I remember doing it, but it's been years, and it's one of the great cheat codes, so I'm going to do it again. And that is unlocking everything in the first Guitar Hero, which debuted on the PS2, you might remember. An amazing game. I remember going to the release party. They said this is the greatest peripheral in video game history. They held up the guitar. Now, that one looked like a toy. And then Rock Hero, we started getting into the more realistic ones. But the only thing that sucked about that game is you just had a couple of songs, and you had to ace them to open up new songs, which wasn't impossible. But how about just getting everything all at once? Well, they did put that code in. When you go to the game selection screen on your guitar, go yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, and blue again, and you'll hear a tone that unlocks all the songs, all the characters, and venues. Once again, game mode selection, yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, and blue one more time. And you will get
everything.
All right. Hey, well, you know what? We'll come back and we'll do it again next week. How about that? I'm Rick Tittle. Thank you for tuning in to the Video Game Review.